Secretary of State Colin Powell visits Lima, Peru today and tomorrow for an assembly of the Organization of American States. Afterward, Powell will visit Bogota, Colombia and meet with President Andres Pastrana. Bush administration officials say that in both countries, Powell will emphasize U.S. commitment to the Andean Regional Initiative, which would provide economic and counter-narcotics assistance to Colombia and six neighboring countries. The initiative is an extension of a controversial program that began under President Clinton called Plan Colombia. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Andean Regional Initiative, currently before Congress, calls for more than $882 million in aid, with almost half going to Colombia. Administration officials say it addresses regional complaints that Plan Colombia pushed the drug trade and leftist rebels across Colombia's borders. But that is hardly the only criticism of Plan Colombia, which provided $1.3 billion, most of it in military aid, to fight drug trafficking. For one thing, Plan Colombia has done very little to reduce the amount of cocaine flowing out of Colombia. But William Brownfield, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemispheric Affairs, defends the program.
From our perspective, our support through programs and assistance for President Pastrana's Plan Colombia is in fact not only going well, but probably going better than we would have expected it to be going at this point in time.
Even though cocaine exports remain high, Brownfield says that in the past 9 months, there's been a massive eradication of coca plants, especially in the narcotics-growing province of Putumayo. And he defends the controversial use of the herbicide glyphosate for spraying coca. He says extensive testing has shown no harm to people, animals, or the environment. But Plan Colombia also has been criticized because most of the U.S. aid goes to the Colombian military. The Army has been linked to right-wing paramilitary groups that have massacred civilians while claiming to be fighting leftist rebels. Bernard Aronson is former Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs. He says human rights abuses have increased under Plan Colombia, and the U.S. must do something about it.
The administration has to be more vigorous in making it clear to the Colombian military that they have to choose. They can have U.S. support and training and assistance and hardware, or they can ally themselves with the paramilitaries, but they can't have both.
Aronson says Colombia is the third largest recipient of U.S. aid, which gives Washington considerable influence. But the human rights issue also concerns Senator Paul Wellstone, Democrat of Minnesota. He says that any new U.S. program must have strong human rights conditions attached to get his support. And Wellstone questions whether Plan Colombia is aimed at the drug trade, as advertised, or at leftist rebels.
The problem is that all of the military effort in Colombia, all the police and military effort, is directed at the FARC and ELN, the left guerrilla organizations that are involved in narco trafficking. I understand full well why. But none of the effort is directed at the paramilitary, the AUC, which is also involved in narco trafficking up to its eyeballs. So the question is, why the one-sided effort?
Despite the questions about Plan Colombia, the administration is pushing ahead with the Andean Initiative, which builds on Plan Colombia. The State Department says that Secretary Powell will brief members of Congress when he returns and encourage their support of the program. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.